Hey guys, Tim here. And is your gym stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month and you know that you're capable of doing more? You need to check out the Springboard. Springboard's our new 12-month coaching program designed to help you hit $30,000 a month in stable, recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym, just visit gymownercoach.com. That's gymownercoach.com for all the details.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined again in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
People are going to be able to like spell it out after Engston. You're done.
Yeah, buddy. All right. So we're wrapping up our series, man. Our five myths on that keep gym owners stuck below $30,000 a month in recurring revenue. You know, guys, we kind of use this $30,000 a month number because that is what we've seen, at least with the gyms that we've worked with, talked with in the industry. That seems to be the line in the sand where you can start getting ahead. Like once you're past $30,000 a month, you're kind of out of survival. The bills are getting paid, at least the majority of them are, and you're ready to move into a little bit more of growth mode versus survival. So that's the ultimate goal, is we got to get you over the $30,000 a month. And one of the myths that we're seeing, at least with the prospects we're talking to, is sessions being sold still, which is, I'm not sure how we're here in 2025 into 2026, that people would still package up their sessions and sell them. This comes from the old one-on-one training models of the 80s and 90s, really the 90s and 2000s. It was, you know, buy five sessions for X, 10 for Y, you know, 20.
And then the price break.
The price would go down the more you bought. And it was just kind of like this weird thing that trainers did and the consumers got conditioned to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you run out of your sessions and it's time to renew the sessions and you have to have another sales conversation and it's a big lump sum. And, you know, while I understand, hey, it's pretty cool, pick up $3,000-$5,000 chunk at one time, it kind of helps. What you're really doing there is selling time. Mm-hmm. You're selling the service as a chunk of time versus the result. Results take time, of course, but how can you honestly tell somebody at a sales consultation, if you just give me 10 sessions, I'll get you there? You know, you really don't know the answer. Yeah. We need months and years and, you know, et cetera. But that's really what's being positioned still in some gyms, is we're selling sessions and we got to get away from that. We want to get into a recurring model. A long-term, whether or not it's month-to-month, week-to-week, year-to-year, it's not sessions.
Correct. Yeah, and the big thing here, I think, is where the business is, you want to shift the focus to being able to deliver the service, not have to think about the sale all the time. And I think the problem is when you're in these session packages, you know, you have to resell that client consistently. It's always top of mind. It's not just moving them from that seat. Now they remember, now you can go deliver and fulfill on that. So it changes kind of your daily thought process as to like what you attack your business with. You know, sales is always top of mind. Mm-hmm. We've always been hell-bent on monthly recurring revenue. I think to the point where you kind of laid it out in the beginning, you know, you hit that 30K or at least have your base operating expenses covered by your monthly recurring. Clarity sets in. You know, you can actually just focus on training and getting the result of the client and not have to resell them all of the time. To me, it's a little bit more transactional than relational.
Totally. Know?
And you're not moving them into the relationship where it's like, oh, cool, now you're a member of our facility. Let's just go do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. On some levels, selling sessions may even be a little easier in some cases because they're signing up for X amount of workouts, and it's very, you know, it's a package. It's a start and end date. Usually there's some expiration. So I've seen some gyms that don't expire sessions and they're servicing people 3 years down the road. It's kind of weird, but you know, I guess step one would be to put some damn expiration in some terms around your sessions. If you're not going to be willing to change out of sessions, make sure that they expire. You got to use them by X.
Well, and it goes to the result too. You know what I mean? We know that a client that's visiting our gym on a regular cadence is going to get the result. And if somebody's not showing up and they're just pushing out those sessions consistently, mm-hmm. or they're sitting on them for, you know, you can't deliver that result, and you're putting yourself at risk. If you're not delivering a result to that client, the client's going to have the choice to go somewhere else.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Yeah, I saw a gym once. It wasn't that long ago. We went and visited it. It was a gym that was doing huge numbers. And after we kind of pulled the curtain back, we understood what they were doing. They were selling some massive, like, they did credits, but like, you know, 100 credits, and you can use a credit for this and 2 credits for that, and nutrition was this and stretch was that. And when you really took a look at it, some of these folks weren't going to finish those credits for 3 years, 2 to 3 years. And you're collecting this money today and potentially be servicing this person for 3 years without any additional revenue. Now, again, back to the old, we'll put that into a drip account argument. You know, maybe. No, you won't. You won't do it. You'll never do it. I've never seen anybody put their lump sum paid in fulls into a drip account and drip them into their, you know, like they were a membership. You're at risk. I mean, good on you for picking up a $70,000 payment, you know, in one time. I mean, it's kind of unheard of. It's very unique and, you know, awesome. But at the same time, like, yeah, there's a lot of risk there. So I don't know. I don't know what side of the fence I'm on with that. It's interesting. At least having recurring revenue as your global base, maybe 80-20, and selling these giant packages to kind of icing on the top wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. But just being at risk of having to service somebody for 3, even maybe 4 years, some cases, selling these gigantic packages. So there's that. But at the end of the day, like, listen, you're going to have a consultation with a client. You're going to have a conversation around the result you're planning on getting over X amount of time. It's much more transparent and not transactional if you tell them, hey, we need you in here 3 days a week for the next 6 months.
Sure.
If you did the math and, I don't know, do the math, 12 times 6, 72 sessions. We can do 72 sessions. It's kind of the same thing, but it's you're selling it one time and it's just going into a recurring revenue model where it's like they're a member now and you're going to service them at X amount of sessions per week or whatever their frequency is. For us, it's unlimited, but many gyms do 2 or even 3 times a week. And some even do 2 to 3 times a week if they listen to us at all. It's a pretty cool way to do it. But at the end of the day, you're working with a client over a longer period of time. We're not looking and or counting sessions, and we're not having to re-sign and resell every time a client runs out of that 10 pack, right? So it's just a different way to look at it.
And one of the things too is, like, you know, we always talk about the lifestyle client, right? To us, the lifestyle client has almost a moving goalpost. You know, they accomplish their first, let's say they want to lose weight when they first start with us, they get there. All right, cool. Now we shift focus. We realign their goal to something else. If it's when somebody's with you for that period of time and you've prearranged that term, I think it's easier to have that conversation than it is somebody who used up their sessions, lost the weight, and now you have to kind of
didn't lose the weight.
Or there you go. Or didn't get the result. And then now you're at risk of losing that client entirely because you have to resell them into another package, you know? Mm-hmm. I would much rather work with somebody knowing that they're you know, under our, you know, in our business, part of our membership, and be able to just service them for whatever goal mm-hmm. that they have, as opposed to having to realign that transaction with the new goal at the same time. Anytime you give an opportunity for them to think about their options elsewhere, you put yourself at risk.
Yeah, and they're running out, or they're under no more obligation to come. Maybe they'll just burn. You know what? I'm not going to do my last five sessions. Disappear, and you can never get a hold of them again. That's another thing. They're not on any kind of recurring or an agreement or terms. It's at the 10 sessions, they drop the cash. And everybody knows that's listening, that's ever done sessions. You've got people that you still owe 7 sessions to from 4 years ago. Like, are they going to come back? Is there terms around that? And then when they do leave and they give up, there's really no conversation. They don't have to come in because they've already paid. There's no, the transaction is fulfilled. Lots of reasons not to do it. I understand the dopamine hit or the nice cash flow cushion or whatever you want to call it, or the ease of selling a 10 pack versus a annual program. But it'll bite you. Again, we're all about, again, flag in the ground, recurring revenue, build it up as high as you can, get it well above your base operating expenses. And then if you want to throw a paid in full or a session pack or something here or there, because you got that special situation where the client's traveling all the time, whatever you want to do, by all means, do it. But don't run and sell that first. Have it as an icing on the top or a back pocket deal if you have to. If somebody's just going to walk out, if they don't do sessions, then by all means,
sure,
figure that out. Don't let them walk away. Make it work. But at the end of the day, guys, that's one of the reasons that's keeping you stuck under $30,000 a month in recurring revenue. And that's where we want to get you to. So guys, if you need help with anything, we got a springboard program. gymbusinesscoach.com is going to be the URL for that. You don't want to go check that out. We've got a group coaching program that people are, it was rocking this week. There was some like 20 something people on there, gym owners at all different levels, guys. If you're looking to switch over to semi-private, if you're doing semi-private, you want to do it better, you want to market better, sell better, deliver better, then you need to be in this program, guys. Hopefully that helps you guys. And until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Take care. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.